The construction industry in Greater Victoria has experienced a booming business over the past several years, with new developments and projects seeming to crop up almost daily. The industry has provided much-needed homes and accommodations while serving as a major source of employment in our communities. But that same industry has also been the source of charitable giving, and, too often, those contributions go without notice as companies contribute their support to everything from local events to calls for international assistance. This month, one of these companies, White Wolf Homes, will be hosting a newly branded fundraiser called Constructing Kindness, in support of the Saanich Peninsula Lions Food Bank. "This is the third year that we have run a fundraiser for the food bank," said Elliot Mitro, project manager for White Wolf Homes. "The first year we raised $5,000, and last year we boosted that amount to $25,000. This year we've already gotten pledges of more than $34,000 and hope to get that a little higher by the time we run our event." The brainchild of Ashley Berry and Kyle Velikovsky, the owners of White Wolf Homes, the fundraiser concentrates on enlisting various construction trades and suppliers to contribute toward the food bank. This year, their presenting sponsor, GC Excavation, contributed $5,000, and a series of others contributed $2,000 each to become silver sponsors of the fund. Silver sponsors include Thorn Creative, Graphic FX, Michelle Excavating, Slag Building Materials, CMR Electric, Pine Lighting, Orchard Plumbing, Westcore Drywall, Ascension Roofing, Harris Auto, Blue Line Glass and Closets, Butler Concrete, Network Gutters, Pacific Heat Pumps, and Liquor Plus. Barry has been a longtime supporter of food banks. "Food banks play such an important role in our community," she said. "It's important that we do what we can to help those who so badly need our support." The Constructing Kindness fundraiser will not, however, be limited to the sponsors that Barry and Velikovsky have already enlisted. The event itself will take place at the Central Saanich Fire Hall on Keating Cross Road on No. 23 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and will feature a bouncy castle for the kids, barbecue yummies, and a chance to check out the big trucks. Two musical acts, Luke Lampod and Chase Varnes, will combine to provide live entertainment. "This is the first year that we're partnering with the fire service, and it's going to be great. It gives us the option of an indoor space in case of inclement weather, and, let's face it, the kids love the fire trucks and fun at the fire hall." "White Wolf is a great supporter of the food bank," said Bev Elder, executive director of the Saanich Peninsula Lions Food Bank. "Last year was the first year that we worked with them, and it was a huge success and so appreciated. The cash donations are very important, as we can use our buying power to multiply that cash value and can provide more for those in need." Of course, while cash donations are always appreciated, those attending the November 23rd event are also invited to bring along non-perishable food donations. Donations to the food bank can also be made online at splfoodbank.com/.